all seek purpose, meaning, and truth. In 2019, 181 CEOs from America's top companies, part of the Business Roundtable, changed their corporate goals. They promised to 1. Provide top-notch customer service. 2. Support employees with money and training. 3. Be honest and fair with suppliers. 4. Work with local communities. 5. Create value for all stakeholders. Business Europe, representing 35 European countries, also embraced a similar focus on prosperity, people, and planet. Recent events like the COVID-19 pandemic have pushed businesses to show more care and understanding towards employees, customers, and communities. In the U.S., the murder of George Floyd and subsequent protests led companies to commit to fighting racial injustice. However, it's still uncertain if they will keep their promises. People are increasingly skeptical about the honesty and reliability of information from the media, politicians, and other traditionally trusted sources. Corporations and individuals benefit from purpose and meaning. 1. From 1999 to 2000, mission-driven companies outperformed others on the NASDAQ and NYSE by 100%. 2. An Insights 2020 study across 60 countries found that over 83% of businesses exceeding revenue growth expectations link their activities to their brand's purpose. 3. Employees who find their work meaningful are more productive, happier, less likely to change jobs, and willing to sacrifice up to 25% of their future income for meaningful employment. 4. Approximately 75% of consumers feel a stronger connection to purpose-driven businesses. Having a clear mission helps employees aim for higher goals. People trust companies known for fairness to act responsibly. Being honest means talking openly, even about tough topics. True honesty takes effort and practice. It might mean changing old biases that helped some but not others. Those who benefited from the old ways might resist, but fairness is key to giving everyone a chance to succeed. It's important to face any dishonesty or unfairness in your company head-on. Trust grows when a company is open about its flaws. The power of honesty for health and trust. Being honest is good for your mind and body. Honest people get sick less, worry less, and feel less sad. They also have better relationships. Studies show that the healthiest countries are the most honest. For example, Switzerland is very honest and also very healthy. Norway is similar. On the other hand, countries like China, India, and Russia are less honest and more depressed. However, even honest people can start lying if they're in environments that encourage dishonesty. This can harm businesses. For example, Accenture found that over half of the companies it checked had trust problems recently, costing them $180 billion due to issues like bad products, financial mistakes, and privacy problems. The Edelman Trust Barometer reports that many people are losing faith in the fairness of companies and capitalism, with over half thinking it does more harm than good. A large number feel global injustice is rising, and most distrust the news. Hope at work, the key to engagement. About 75% of people think companies can profit while helping their communities. Similarly, 73% of workers want opportunities to impact society's future. Hope acts as a bridge from dreams to the harshness of reality. It's crucial for around 100 million American workers who feel uninspired and disconnected at work. Hope not only keeps them going but also helps companies and leaders keep their promises. Passion, persistence, and belief are what make up hope, especially during tough times. Research from the University of Florida shows that losing hope can make employees angry and lead them to act against their employers. When companies break promises, they risk losing their best employees. Actions, not words, define your identity. Workers are 3 times more likely to be honest and dedicated if their company's actions align with its stated values and goals. Empty promises create a culture of distrust. fancy mission statements mean nothing without real action behind them. A study in Australia in 2014 showed that only 20% of employees felt inspired by their company's values and mission, with half not even knowing what those were. A Gallup survey found that less than a third of workers believed in their company's values, and only 23% thought these values were relevant to their jobs. After becoming CEO of PepsiCo in 2006, Indra Nooyi focused on making the company more socially responsible. She aimed to create healthier products, improve access to clean water, and empower women globally. She hired experts to reduce sugar, fat, and salt in Pepsi's products and made the company more environmentally friendly by using renewable energy and eco-friendly packaging. 1. Consumers prefer companies that aim to improve quality of life. 2. A 17-year study of 28 companies showed mission-driven organizations grew 1,681% versus S&P 500's 118% average. 3. Employees and consumers expect companies to uphold their commitments and high standards. 4. Wells Fargo, once highly respected, faced a $185 million fine in 2017 for fraudulent activities. 5. This case demonstrates a gap between a company's stated values and its actual behavior. Accountability is valuable and scarce. Many businesses struggle with accountability, as shown by a 2015 study where over 80% of managers and employees felt it was an issue. Instead of boosting performance, typical accountability practices often lead to blame and shame. Employees don't eagerly await evaluations or check-ins with their supervisors. A 2017 Gallup report found that only half of respondents fully understood their firm's expectations, and just 26% believed their supervisors were clear about priorities. Accountability is crucial, but many evaluation processes overlook employees' individuality. For fairness and dignity, accountability systems should focus on authentic, respectful relationships between leaders and employees. Enhance productivity and self-esteem through accountability. Effective accountability systems can greatly impact self-esteem and productivity. Employees feel valued when managers provide accurate, empathetic assessments and acknowledge their individual traits. Microsoft revamped its evaluation process to focus on collaboration rather than individualism, recognizing employees' abilities to support and seek help from colleagues. Leading with integrity and tackling organizational injustice. When Ed Townley became CEO of Cabot Creamery, he had to uphold honesty and integrity. He had to let go of team members who didn't embrace the company's culture. Townley discovered that two leaders were stealing from the company. Instead of just firing them, he prosecuted them for their crimes. He also faced angry farmers who were upset about the fraud. Townley believed in having a strong ethical stance. He knew any hint of misconduct was unacceptable. For example, he fired a manager who gave his family $300 worth of company products as a Christmas gift. Townley's actions helped Cabot become one of the dairy industry's most respected companies. Leaders should not hesitate to use their power. Many new leaders fail because they are reluctant to make tough decisions. They may worry about seeming too harsh, but not acting decisively hurts organizations. Leaders should ask themselves, 1. Are team members able to show their talents and grow their skills? 2. Do any groups feel ignored or left out? 3. Do employees or teams feel like they're being set up to fail? 4. Is anyone using bullying tactics like disrespect, criticism, or manipulation? Empathetic listening is vital for effective leadership. When you're a leader, you often have to make tough decisions and deliver news that's not easy to hear. If you find yourself in that position, it's crucial to ensure that everyone understands what you're saying. Listen to people's feedback without judging them. Show empathy, even if you don't agree with them, or take immediate action. If you run or participate in regular meetings, getting anonymous feedback from attendees can help you assess how well you're doing. Do people understand your role and theirs? Are they comfortable sharing their opinions and disagreeing respectfully? Is empathy practiced? Are your meetings productive? If not, consider if there are too many participants, if you stick to your agenda, if you're transparent with information, or if you're holding back intentionally. Cultures valuing collective success embrace candid feedback. Employees may hesitate to speak up because they fear negative consequences or believe their input won't make a difference. Leaders can address this by creating a psychologically safe workplace where employees feel comfortable sharing their thoughts. However, even in supportive environments, people may avoid discussing obvious problems, such as issues with colleagues in other departments. In cultures that value teamwork, leaders encourage respectful feedback about colleagues who may be struggling. Highly effective teams have formal feedback processes where members raise challenges, ask questions, and offer advice. This approach promotes cooperation and protects everyone's feelings. Key points. 1. Business leaders are shifting towards purpose-driven goals, focusing on customer service, employee support, supplier fairness, community engagement, and stakeholder value. 2. Employees who find their work meaningful are more productive, happier, and less likely to change jobs. 3. Approximately 75% of consumers feel a stronger connection to purpose-driven businesses. 4. Honest people have better relationships and are less likely to get sick or worry. 5. Companies risk losing their best employees when they break promises. 6. Workers are 3 times more likely to be honest and dedicated if their company's actions align with its stated values and goals. 7. Effective accountability systems can greatly impact self-esteem and productivity.